Big Screen, Little Screen. Sponsored by Sky Show. From $9.90 a month with no commitment. Go to sky.ch.
It's time for Big Screen, Little Screen. Looking at the things that we can watch on, yep, the big screen and the little screen. Susie's here to take us through, and we're going to kick off this episode with an American drama miniseries, an unexpected one on Disney Plus. We are far from Mickey Mouse here. This is called Dope Sick. Susie, what have we got?
G'day, Kat. Yeah, you're right. This one is a little bit different. I'm surprised it's on Disney Plus, but it's really, really good, and I can't wait to tell you all about it. So Dope Sick, it's out weekly, and you can start watching it now. It focuses on the epicenter of America's struggle with opiate addiction across the US, specifically in regards to the drug OxyContin. Do you want to have a quick listen to the trailer?
I do.
Purdue Pharma, they've been marketing the drug as something that's not addictive, when it clearly is.
Your most effective talking point are these magic words.
Less than 1%.
Less than 1%.
Less than 1%.
Less than 1%.
They told me that less than 1% would become addicted.
I think maybe the medicine might be just a tad more addictive than you said.
I can't live like this anymore.
The word addiction comes up quite a few times. Straight away when I watched this, I recognised Michael Keaton and also Rosario Dawson, who is also a film producer, not for this, but she's a film producer as well as an actress, by the way. So who does this follow in this story?
Good question, because the story actually follows several timelines. So we've got the Sackler family creation of the drug and the man behind it, his insistence that it will be the pharma company's biggest and best drug. Then we've got the DEA agent who takes on an investigation despite this not being her area of expertise in any way. Then we've got the federal prosecutors who are determined to make a case against Purdue, that's the pharma company, that really believes that it's developed the best drug in the world. So kind of lots of different timelines and also different perspectives as well.
So is it based on a true story? Certainly seems that way. Does the drug exist and are people addicted to it?
Yes, absolutely. It's based on true stories and actual events. This drug epidemic happened and the effects are literally still rippling through America right now. This is an 8-part drama series. It's based around a book that was written called Dope Sick, Dealers, Doctors, and the Drug Company That Addicted America, and it's by Beth Macy. But actually, there's also a heap of documentaries out there about this exact drug and the problems it caused through all of America.
Also worth noting that it's brought to you by the same producers as The Handmaid's Tale I saw. So another gripping look at something very gritty and also well made. That one is Dope Sick and it is on Disney Plus, still unexpectedly. We are now going to move on and look at Sky Show. Now, Succession is a great TV show and it's been going for a couple of seasons. I'm going to play a snippet in a minute from the trailer of season one, but we're actually now looking at season three coming on to Sky Show, aren't we?
Yeah, so Succession follows the Roy family. They're the owners of media conglomerate Waystar Royco. There is the family patriarch Logan Roy and his four children, each with varying degrees of connection to the company. This dysfunctional family, they navigate their way through owning the biggest media company in the world, the health of their elderly father, and what it means for the company if he dies, as well as the political world with a close connection to the president of the USA. This one actually sounds kind of serious, but it's really a satirical black comedy written by the co-writer of Peep Show, of all shows.
And starring Kieran Culkin as well, who is very, very funny. He's very funny in his own right, especially when he talks about growing up with his famous brother, Macaulay. And so anyway, he's very, very funny in this too. I think we should have a quick snippet from the trailer so you can have a listen.
I want a broadcast network. I want to see what other news operations we can sweep up.
Local TV?
Dad, nobody watches TV.
Why shouldn't we do all the news?
Well, Kim Jong Pop, because that's not how things work in this country.
We have a major problem. He's erratic. He's making bad decisions. If he's not careful, he's going to destroy the company.
Emily, you going to do something?
I think I'm the best option.
Oh, right, because you like playing boss.
So there's siblings that are all kind of slightly teaming up against dad. There's also them and falling out with each other. Is this one based on a true story?
So not really, but rumor has it that the Roy family is based on the Murdoch family. They're the real-life dynasty that runs Fox and News Corporations. But the writer of the series has admitted that the Murdochs are not the only inspiration. So Jesse Armstrong, he's the one that wrote Peep Show as well as this one, says that along with the Murdochs, there are other families that are prominent in media, such as the Mercers and the Redstones. Armstrong said that the characters are based on kind of a mix of all media moguls, not one in particular. Now, others have suggested that the entire family is actually based on the Trump family, with Armstrong not denying that there's an actual Trump influence. So there you go.
Oh, I'm intrigued, though, about this whole Peep Show callback, because that was a very successful British sitcom. And now Waystar Royko media empire is based out of New York City. So they feel very different.
Yes, very, very different, but very funny.
It's confirmed for a fourth season, though, so you know it's good. Start watching if you haven't already caught it.
Yeah, so it sounds like a super serious show, you know, being about media moguls and all of that, but it is so gripping. I highly recommend it. It's funny, it's shocking and extravagant. The money that's thrown around, like, it's nothing. The way that even a death can be brushed under the carpet if you have enough money. It's the arrogance. Oh, I could go on. This fast became my favorite show. I watched it every single week with actual anticipation, Kat, of what shenanigans the family will get up to this week.
What a recommendation. That one is on Sky Show and it's season 3 that is dropping this week. Check that out. So we'll just have a quick look at what's happening at the cinema. There's an animation I wanted to draw your attention to called Where is Anne Frank? You've been looking into this one.
I have. So this one you can catch at Cine 17 and Cinerama Empire. Where is Anne Frank is an animated fantasy film directed by Israeli director Ari Folman. It tells the story from a very new perspective. When Anne Frank wrote her diary, she wrote it to Kitty, her imaginary friend. So this story sees Kitty wake up in modern day Amsterdam, believing that Anne is still alive. She searches for her only to discover Anne's lasting legacy.
That one is at Cine 17 and Cinerama Empire. Where is Anne Frank, the animated fantasy film? This week, we've taken it out to the cinema. Also, make sure that you check out Succession on Sky Show and season 3 dropping now, and Dope Sick on Disney Plus. If you would like to listen to this again, or if you would like to find links to where you can get 7 days for free, a little free trial of Sky Show, go onto our website, worldradio.ch/bigscreenlittlescreen. Thanks, Susie.
Thanks, Kat. It's going to keep you busy this week, these shows.
Big Screen, Little Screen, sponsored by Sky Show. From $9.90 a month with no commitment. Go to sky.ch.